Progress check 3. Exercise 4. Page 174. You will hear 5 different people talking about their achievements. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F what each person achieved. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. One.
I couldn't believe it when I got the phone call. I was sure the interview hadn't gone well and that my qualifications weren't good enough. One of the candidates I met outside had a diploma in economics and could speak French. So, I was surprised when I heard the good news. I felt like I was wearing a medal around my neck for the rest of the day. Now, I can't wait to get started. Who knows? This could be the first step towards great things for me.
Two.
I never imagined I would see my poems in print. After all, writing was just a hobby for me. I didn't even study English at university. It was just something I enjoyed doing for an hour or so after work, or at the weekends. It was my wife who first encouraged me to contact the publishing company. They told me to gather a collection of my best work and send it to them. The rest is history. I don't expect it to win any awards, but I hope a few copies are sold.
Three.
I was so happy when I was handed the degree. I didn't come first in the class or anywhere near it, but I think I felt prouder than anyone else in the room. It's been a long 4 years, and to be honest, there were times when I didn't think I'd make it. I spent a lot of late nights writing essays and studying for exams. I'm just glad my family and my professors were there to help me through it. What next? Well, I hope to travel a little now. Maybe even learn a new language. I certainly want a few adventures before I start looking for a job.
Four.
I never even realized that I had a talent for spelling until my English teacher advised me to take part in the competition. She knew how much I loved reading and must have thought that I could do well. I'm so glad she did. It's been a wonderful experience. I'm not very good at sports, so I never imagined that I'd ever win a trophy. And next month, I'm going to the National Spelling Championships at Oxford University. I can't wait!
Five.
I started the classes around 2 years ago. And already I think I'm quite fluent. It was my sister who said I should take an evening class. I was happy at work, but I needed a new challenge in my life. At first, I thought about doing a business course. I'm so glad I changed my mind. It feels great to be able to go to a foreign country and speak to the locals in their own tongue. And if I ever do look for a new job, I'm happy that I'll be able to add something new to my CV.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. 1.
I couldn't believe it when I got the phone call. I was sure the interview hadn't gone well and that my qualifications weren't good enough. One of the candidates I met outside had a diploma in economics and could speak French. So, I was surprised when I heard the good news. I felt like I was wearing a medal around my neck for the rest of the day. Now, I can't wait to get started. Who knows? This could be the first step towards great things for me.
2.
I never imagined I would see my poems in print. After all, writing was just a hobby for me. I didn't even study English at university. It was just something I enjoyed doing for an hour or so after work, or at the weekends. It was my wife who first encouraged me to contact the publishing company. They told me to gather a collection of my best work and send it to them. The rest is history. I don't expect it to win any awards, but I hope a few copies are sold.
3.
I was so happy when I was handed the degree. I didn't come first in the class or anywhere near it, but I think I felt prouder than anyone else in the room. It's been a long 4 years, and to be honest, there were times when I didn't think I'd make it. I spent a lot of late nights writing essays and studying for exams. I'm just glad my family and my professors were there to help me through it. What next? Well, I hope to travel a little now. Maybe even learn a new language. I certainly want a few adventures before I start looking for a job.
4.
I never even realized that I had a talent for spelling until my English teacher advised me to take part in the competition. She knew how much I loved reading and must have thought that I could do well. I'm so glad she did. It's been a wonderful experience. I'm not very good at sports, so I never imagined that I'd ever win a trophy. And next month, I'm going to the National Spelling Championships at Oxford University. I can't wait!
5.
I started the classes around 2 years ago, and already I think I'm quite fluent. It was my sister who said I should take an evening class. I was happy at work, but I needed a new challenge in my life. At first, I thought about doing a business course. I'm so glad I changed my mind. It feels great to be able to go to a foreign country and speak to the locals in their own tongue. And if I ever do look for a new job, I'm happy that I'll be able to add something new to my CV.
That is the end of part 3.